There we go. So Zafas Daflamet. So we got to the very top line here. We're in the middle of a sugya of figuring out the source why women are pater from mitzvahs aseh shezman grama. And the Gemara had last told us that based on two dinim of Talmud Torah Rivia, that these are shnei ksumim habam kechad. This is the bottom of Amud Beis for a second. That since they're shnei ksumim habam kechad, we don't learn from there. So just like those two mitzvahs that are mitzvahs aseh shelo asman grama, yet women are pater, so too, one might think the rest of that should apply elsewhere as well. So the Gemara says we don't learn from two different psukim, we can't apply that as a general klal. So now the Gemara says in the very top of Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, Uli Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, and Damar, he has this unique shita, Damar al Shnehem hu Omer, by Varach Hosam El Kim Pirurvu, that this bracha, this statement is a tzivoy both to men and women alike, that they're chayiv in Puruvu. So Taka, they are chayiv in this mitzvah Puruvu. So my Yiklamer, what is he able to say? How is he going to explain this? So the Gemara says, Mishum, because he holds the Havei Talmud Torah u'pidyon haben, shnei ksuvim habam kechad, v'chol shnei ksuvim habam kechad, ein melamdim. He has two different mitzvahs that, are, again, are mitzvahs asay shelo asman grama, that women are both patern as well, and that's the idea where he says, we don't learn from there. What's the klal here? We're saying the women are chayiv in mitzvahs aseh shelo asman grama. These are two examples where they're pater, but only these two examples are the pater, but you can't apply that anywhere else, telling us that they're chayiv in all other mitzvahs aseh shelo asman gramas. So the Gemara says now, Uli Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, nami neve pira rivya umara shnei ksuvim habam kechad ve'imalamdim. So he says now, wait a second. We have pir rivya, is one mitzvah that women are pater from, but there's another, the chayivan, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka holds, are the chayivan puruvu, but there's another mitzvah that the chayivan, again, we're calling two directions here. Right now we have Talmud Torah and Pidyon HaBen are two examples where they're pater, only those two cases are pater, you can't apply that elsewhere, everywhere else is chayiv. But then from the other direction, we have puruvu, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, women are chayivan puruvu, and they're also chayv in mora of aim. So those are two examples of mitzvahs aseh shelo asman gramas that they're chayv in. But we should say only those two cases. Say shnei ksuma b'mkechad v'aim lamdim. Only those two cases are chayv in. But maybe all other mitzvahs aseh shelo asman grama, women should actually be pater. Remember that's two different directions. Okay, just to review that to make that clear, that we have the givens are from women. There are two examples that they're pater from. We're talking about shelo hasman gramas right now, non-time bound mitzvahs. So when it comes to we have Talmud Torah and Pidyon HaBen that they're both pater in those two cases, which would imply they're chayiv in all others. But on the other hand, we have two cases where they're actually chayiv in, which is Puruvu and Mora, according to Rabbi Yochanan Broka. Maybe only those two cases are chayiv in, but all other mitzvahs say shelo hasman gramas, they should be pater in. So which direction are you going in? So the Gemara says, no. Remember we said yesterday that the only time you apply the klal is if you both psukim are unnecessary. You could learn one from the other. But if you need to learn each pasuk independently, you couldn't learn one from the next, then you don't apply the klal. So the Gemara says, trichi. The psukim had to tell me individually that women are chayiv in puruvu, and they also have to say that women are chayiv in mora avaim. You couldn't have learned one from the next. And since you couldn't learn one from the next, you don't apply the klal of aim alamdim. And even though two psukim say they're chayiv in puruvu and mora, you would still extend that to the rest of mitzvahs aseh shelo asman grama. So tzrichi, why do you need both psukim of puruvu and mora avaim? So the Gemara says, "Di kasev rachmana mora." Had it only written mora that women are chayiv in the year of parents, v'lo kasev pirurvia didn't mention that they're chayiv in puruvu. Havamina, I would have thought women are actually pater in puruvu. I would not have derived that fact that they're chayiv in mora that they're also chayiv in puruvu. Why? Why would I think women are pater? We actually paskin women are pater, but why would Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka think they're pater in the havamina? Because the pasuk says v'chavshua, the entire pasuk says. I read it on the side here. It says va'ivarach elosam elokim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu had blessed Adam and Chava. Va'yomer lahem, he says to them elokim, peru urvu umilu asaretz, procreate, fill the world v'chavshua and take it over. V'chavshua means to conquer. So the Gemara makes a drasha here. It also appears in the Maseches Yivamos. V'chavshua amar rachmana, ish darcho lekavesh lechvosh v'ein isha. Again, ish darcho lechavesh in that. A man whose derech, whose nature is to conquer, to fight, only a man is chayiv in Purvu. Women who do not fight, who are not warriors, are Pater and Purvu. That's the Havmina, why I would think Purvu, women are Pater. Comes along the Pasuk, Vayivarech Osam, says Rabbi Yochanan and Broka, to include women as well, Osam, that they too are Chayiv in the mitzvah of Purvu. And if the other hand, the other side now, the Gemara says, because of Purivivya, if it taught us that women are Chayiv in Purvu, Velo Kasav Mora, and it not told us that women are Chayiv in Yira of parents, Hava Mina would have thought women are taka pater in Yiras Avim. Why? Ish, the pasuk says, Ish Aviv, what's all pasuk on the side here? It says, we don't have it in front of us. Ish Aviv, Ima Vatira, or something, right? That's the pasuk. That Ish, the sipip yado lasos in Isha de ain tipip yado lasos lo. A man, he has the ability, he has the strength, he has the capacity to serve his parents. No one else is controlling him, he's independent. So they would be chayiv, he's chayiv in Yira of Mora of his parents. A woman who is married does not have the ability to serve her parents. She has to serve her husband first and foremost. So maybe she should be pater in Mora. That's why you have to have a second limud that women are chayiv in Mora of the parents. But since both Psuk and Mora and Pir Rivya are both needed independently, we don't apply a klal of a melamdin. The Gemara now says, again, let's finish that line here. V'chayim de'ein tzipek b'yadolasas lo tzchayiv klal tzricha. Therefore, you need both cases. So, Anicha, this whole discussion all makes sense. Laman damar shnei ksuvim abam kechad eim lamdim. If you hold of such a klal that you have two psukim, that only those two psukim, and you don't apply that anywhere else, elaman damar milamdim ma'ik lemeimar. But if you hold that when there are two psukim that can serve as a model to apply everywhere else, so how are you going to deal with this? So, if you just look at the Rashi says the question, you look at Rashi Hanicha around 10 narrow lines down, Hanicha v'chuli le'el kai. It's going to something we said earlier. Though Sivna, we asked earlier, Nalef mitamatora, learn from Tamatora, Vishanina Mishum Dahavi Tamatora, Pidon Haben Vechulim. If I wanted to say, maybe say the following, that women are Pater in Tamatora, what was that, Josh again? We wanted to say,
according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, we said Tamatora, Pidon Haben Vechulim.
Right, so what was the Havmin from Tamatora? We wanted to say that just like women are Pater from Tamatora, So to the Shippatah in all mitzvahs asay shilazman grama. Since we have two psukim, we say no. Only those two psukim of Talmud Torah at Pidyon HaBen are they pater, but anywhere else ain't melamdim. We don't apply that klal elsewhere. But if you assume that you do say melamdim, so once you have Talmud Torah and Pidyon HaBen that they're pater in two mitzvahs asays shilazman grama, we should apply that everywhere else, that women should be pater in all mitzvahs asay shilazman gramas. So how are they put there? Yeah.
We also left the same kasha hanging by Mitzvah Shas Mangrama from the last off, where I ended the last thing by Mitzvah Shas Mangrama that Hakel and Matzah was Shneiks.
Right.
Gemara said, but what about the Peshit that holds you Eim Lamdin? And it said Vesu, and then I went to this whole thing.
So we were going back to that whole thing.
It sounds like both things are being.
Okay. So if you assume that you can learn from, even though Psukim say two different examples, you can apply that as a clown. So maybe women should be really pater in all mitzvahs asay shelo hazman grama. So Amar Rava says, Papone yadale, the time of the hamilsa. Papone, Rashi says, are tamidim shebepuna. They are tamidim who lived in this place called Papuna. And Rashi, rather the Gemara continues to say, who is this manu? Who's the Talmud it refers to? Rav Acha bar Yaakov. So he explains, you know how you hold, how we know that women are chayiv in all mitzvahs asay shelo hazman grama? Because Amar Krav, the Torah tells us, "V'haya lechala ol sayadcha u'zikaron beinenecha leman tiyad Torah Hashem beficha." So it's referring to tefillin and connects tefillin to Torah Hashem beficha. Hukshu kol haTorah kula l'tefillin. The entire Torah is connected as a hekesh to the mitzvah of tefillin. Why? What does it tell us? Matzvillin mitzvahs asay shehazman grama v'nashim peturos. Just like tefillin is a time-bound mitzvah, you can only wear that on during the daytime, or maybe not on Shabbos and Yom Tov, depending how you paskim. But there is some time limit. And your pater, so too, that serves as a model, af kol mitzvahs asay shehazman grama nashim peturos. So women are pater. So now we can infer from this, umidim mitzvahs asay shehazman grama, from a time-bound mitzvah, nashim peturos, women are pater, we can infer that michlal, the mitzvahs asay shelo hazman grama, a non-time-bound mitzvah, nashim chayavos. So the Gemara says, okay, so now, right now, we're learning that tefillin is the model, that women are pater in mitzvahs asay shehazman gramas, and also women are chayav in mitzvahs asay shelo hazman grama. Now this only makes sense if you say hanich leman damar tefillin mitzvahs asay shehazman grama. If you actually paskin that tefillin is time bound, which we said there are two opinions why. Either you would say tefillin is only permitted at daytime, But some say it really can be worn at nighttime, so then you have to assume that tefillin cannot be worn on Shabbos, so there is some time limit. But Ella, but if you assume Leman Damar Tefillin Mitzvah Asay Shelo Azman Grama Ma'ik LeMeimar, but if you assume Tefillin can be worn all the time, day and night, and even Shabbos and Yom Tov, what are you able to say? There's a question Rav Chaim Kanevsky likes to ask when a new Bar Mitzvah boy comes to visit him: is there opinion that holds you could ever wear Tefillin on Shabbos or Yom Tov? So, so there are a few. One answer is if you hold that this opinion here. The other one is the Gemara and Aaron talks about if you find them in the field on Shabbos, then you can't carry them, so you're allowed to wear them. The third opinion is a Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen that's brought down in the Beis Yosef. If a person doesn't have a Bris Milah, so the Isser is you can't have two Osos, you can't have two signs. So normally we have the Bris and we have the Tefillin. Person doesn't have an Os, so he has zero. So on Shabbos, you could wear Tefillin plus Shabbos. The limit's always two, you can't have three. So according to that Trumas Hadeshen, you could wear Tefillin as well on Shabbos. But this is a man d'amar that one is allowed to wear tefillin day, night, Shabbos, Yom Tov, all the time. So it's a mitzvah aseh shelo azman grama. So how do you know then that women are chayiv in mitzvah aseh shelo azman gramas? So the Gemara says, man shmasle, who is the opinion who holds damar tefillin mitzvah aseh shelo azman grama? Who is that opinion? That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that you can wear tefillin all the time. The Savar Leah, he holds also Shnei Ksuvim Habam Kechad V'chol Shnei Ksuvim Habam Kechad Im Lamdim. So he does not use Tefillin as a model. Tefillin can't be a model for him because he thinks it's a Shlo Azman Grama. So he learns this from elsewhere, the fact that women are Chayiv only in those two cases of in which direction we're going right now.
It answers both of the questions.
Depending which, right, whatever direction you use. If Talmud Torah repeated on a Ben, only those two they're Patern, all others are Chayiv. And there also, was it Simcha and was a Hakel? Hakel Matzah. That those are time-bound mitzvahs that they're chayiv in, but any other time-bound mitzvah, they're actually patern. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Shnei Ksuvim Habam Kechad Melamdim, he says, if you have two psukim, you can apply that klal to the rest of Kol HaTorah Kula. So he, Tefillin Mitzvah Asay, Shilaz Mangrama Ma'ik Lememar. So what's he going to do? So let's say Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're allowed to learn from two psukim, applied across the board. And he also holds that tefillin is not time-bound. So where is his source that women are actually chayiv, in rather putter, in mitzvahs aseh, shizman gramos? So the Gemara says, Mishum dehavi matzah simcha v'hakel shlosha ksuvim habam kechad u'shlosha ksuvim habam kechad ein melamdim. The Gemara says many times, even the opinion who thinks from two psukim you can be melamdim, but if there are three psukim that are teaching me the same klal, then we say ein melamdim. So there are three examples, matzah, simchan hakel, three time-bound mitzvahs, three mitzvahs aseh, shazman gramas, yet women are chayiv, so only those three examples women are chayiv in, implying every other mitzvah that's time-bound, women are actually going to be patur.
So we only answered half the question, because Gemara did. We still have the question of shnei ksuvim habayin kechad, im lamdin, by mitzvah seh shelo azman grama. So Tosos, looks like here, mishum t'havi simcha, asks this.
Yeah, see, he asks this question also, yeah. So he says, so he says the other direction, according to, he doesn't hold Rabbi Yochanan Mebroka. So once he doesn't hold Rabbi Yochanan Mebroka, he holds a three psukim that women are pater from, shelo asman gramas, which is Talmud Torah, they're pater in Pidyon HaBen, and they're pater in Puravu. So those are three psukim that they're pater in shelo asman gramas, telling us all other shelo asman gramas they actually chayven. The Tosa actually after that asks another question, in terms of simcha, women are not chayven simcha. And we learned yesterday, women are not chayiv, it's the husbands that are chayiv to be mesameach them. So they're not really chayiv, that's not really a third pasuk. So he holds, if you assume that way, then you have to throw in a third example of kiddush. Women are chayiv in kiddush, that's a third pasuk, so it's really going to be kiddush, matzah, kiddush, and hakel, are three mitzvahs aseh, shazman gramas, that women are actually chayiv in, but every other is man grama, women are pater.
Here it's okay. According to, in this case, doesn't clarify, according to Avida, from where do we learn that Nashim Archayev was Mitzvah Sheshelo Azman Grama.
Say again that.
That Mitzvah Archayev was Sheshelo Azman Grama. So it says like you can learn it from Mora.
Oh, you put Mora in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's why you get the whole.
Right. Well, these were just the negatives why you
exactly
couldn't learn
why
from
you
them
couldn't, but
right.
Still
the Gemara said Mora
right
has the source there, and right also from its Stasia as Mangrama.
Right. It's
good memories going back to the hour-long Daf Yomis. Should have pushed for it. Okay. Two dots. Gemara says, Chol mitzvah lo tasei, women are chayiv in all negative mitzvahs, and there were three exceptions. How do we know that women are chayiv in all lo tasei? How do I know this to be true? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, V'chein Tana, Debei Rabbi Shmuel. This Gemara appears a few places, Baba Kama and elsewhere. It says, Amar Kra, Isho Isha Kiyasu Mikol Chatos Ha'adam. When a man or woman were to do any Aveira, Hishva Kasav Isha Leish, the Torah equates a woman to a man, L'chol Onshim Sheba Torah, with regards to all punishments that appear in the Torah. And the context of this pasuk is referring to the Isser Me'ila, getting Hana from Hektish. Debei Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara says, Tana Amar Kra, he quotes a different pasuk, Asher Tosim Lifneim, that's placed in front of them. This is the beginning of Eilam Mishpatim. At the beginning of Mishpatim, Eilam Mishpatim Asher Tosim Al Lifneim. These are the rules, the chuk, the Mishpatim that are placed in front of them. So who's Lifneim in front of them? So it seems to be that Hishva Kasav Isha L'Isha L'Chol Dinim Shabbatar. Men and women are equal with respect to Dinim. And yet there's a third source that women are chayiv in all Los Hasays. The Bei Chizki Atana Amar Kra V'Hemis Isho Isha. That the shor shenagach, a shor kills a man or a woman. The halacha is that the shor gets stoned and the owner of the shor has to pay kofar, pays a certain amount. But the pasuk explicitly says, isho isha. So again, the drasha is, hishva kasav isha l'isha. The Torah equates women to men, and the chol miso shiva Torah, with regards to all punishments.
One's for onshim, one's for mamonis, and then one's for misos.
Exactly, that's what Gemara is about to say. Why do you need three different pasukim, v'tzvicha? You need all three. If we taught the first case, which is referring to onshim, so then I would think kapara because of to grant them to give them the opportunity for kapara for violating the isser me'ila, the Torah was very merciful on them. That's why they were included. Typically, men are the ones involved in business dealing, so men are the ones who's really shaykh to go to the courts. Women who are not so involved in business, so maybe they shouldn't be included in that. So, Kamash Mullah, no, women are also chayiv in the same halachas of Mishpatim and Choshe Mishpat. V'ashmi'inan ha-mishum chiyusahi, if you taught that case, Rashi says three lines up from the bottom. D'chiyusahi, di'i lesei b'chlal dinim ein l'chayim. If women are not included in the halachas of Mishpatim, then there's no life for them. Why? Rashi explains how kol goes to nosai. Everyone's going to take advantage of them and steal from them. V'goes ha'el sasachen, and she's going to steal from other ones. And people are going to separate from women, and it's going to be very difficult for them to make money if they need to make money. So maybe only by the case of Mishpatim did we say women are included in all the different halachas. But let's say her ox were to kill someone, maybe she shouldn't be chayv to pay kofar at all. Maybe only men who are really, only they're really chayv in more mitzvahs. Women are chayv in less mitzvahs. Maybe they should be pater in the lachas of kofar. Kamash mla, women are chayv in kofar as well if their ox kills someone. V'ashminan ha, if we taught this last case of what? Of the kofar, that if their ox kills someone, they pay the kofar, the amount of the deceased. Mishum di'ika ibur neshama, chas rachman Allah, because someone died. So what's the idea of chas rachman Allah in this case? So, So why is it a chas on them though?
To give the yershim, maybe yershim.
The yershim, yeah. Maybe the idea is that if she wouldn't have this opportunity of kofar, then she'd have a worse punishment. She'd have a chi of Mises Shemai, maybe. So therefore, the Torah's chas on her that she could pay her way out. But the other cases, maybe there's no need to be chas. It wasn't as serious of a case by stealing Me'ila.
I think, isn't it going on the other way around?
She's getting killed by the shore.
So he wants to. So it's saying that the chas rachmanas, so people should be careful also. I think that women should. That people shouldn't let their shores kill women. I think that's.
Really I misunderstood. I thought the woman was the owner. You're right. The woman was one who was killed. Right. That's what I mean. If women get killed by the shore, so they're also going to, they'll be kofar paid to the yorshin of her family.
No, I think the whole idea is people, I think that it's that she loses her life, so people will be more careful with their shore that they shouldn't kill a woman.
They get penalized for killing a woman, so
I think that's
the idea. Okay, fine. So there's a need to include women in that payment if they were to be killed. But the other cases, idea doesn't apply. So aval hanach tarte emelo. Therefore, it's needed to teach all three different psukim: the one by meila, the one by mishpatim, and the one by kofar. Gemara says chutz mikol takiv, bebal takiv, bebal tashchis. And also the other one is Baal Titma, what exactly, Baal Titamin Lamesim. The three exceptions that women are patarim when it comes to not cutting the corners of the hair, not shaving their beard, and they can be metame mesim even if they might be kohanim. These are three exceptions. And we've discussed this many times throughout our learning. Now, what about avadim? We have the Gemara tells us in Chagiga and elsewhere that la, in Evik Kanani, is chayvin mitzvahs as well, but whatever mitzvahs a woman's chayvin, he's chayvin as well. So what about these three exceptions? We'll see in a second, women are patarim simply because they don't have beards. So, but avadim do have beards. So our women, our avadim patar, because they're equal to women, or maybe the only reason why women are patur because technical reasons, but since avadim actually do have beards, maybe they would be chayv. That's a discussion you find in the Rishonim and Achronim. So Gemara says, Bishma, I understand, Baal Titma Lameisim, why women who are Kohanim are allowed to become Mitami Lameis, because the Pasuk in Emor says, Dichsiv Emor El Kohanim B'nei Aaron. B'nei Aaron are warned, B'nei Aaron V'lo B'nos Aaron. So only the children, the men of Aaron, of Kohanim, are obligated to keep this mitzvah, but women are permitted to be Mitami Lameis. And how do I know women cannot cut the corners of their hair, and they also can't shave their beards? So, minalan, how do I know? Dichsiv, lo sakifu pas roshchem. They can't cut the corners of the head. Velo sashchis es pas zikancha. They also can't cut the corners of the beard. So what does that mean? Kol sheyeshna bashchasa yeshna b'hakafa. Anyone who is subject to lachas of shaving their beard problems, they're also subject to the isurim of cutting the corners, the peos. But honey, now, since women, women are not chayv to keep the, they're allowed to shave their beards in theory. They're also not chayv to keep the isur of cutting the corners of the head. Those two mitzvahs are connected, shaving the beard, cutting the corners of the face, and the corners of the head. So since, again, women are pater from cutting their beard, they're also pater from cutting the corners of their head. So Gemara said, wait a second. How do you know in the first place that they're not chayv in the isur of shaving their beard? So Gemara says, Ibai Sehima Svara. First answer is a Svara. Deha lo islein dakan. They don't have beards. So since they don't, it's not mitzias, they don't have beards. So if once they're potter in cutting their beard, so memela they're potter from the hekesh of cutting their corners of their head. Ibai Sema. Or the Gemara suggests, Ema Krab, maybe based on a pasuk, women are potter from cutting their beards. How do I know? Damar Krab, the pasuk says, Lo sakifu pas roshchem, velo sashchis es pas zikancha. Don't cut the corners of your head and don't cut the corner of your beard. So why did the pasuk say Midashani Kra Bidibura changed it from Roshchem in the plural to Zikancha to the singular? Why? Dimke Nichto Rachmana Pas Zikancha. The pasuk should really be consistent and say Roshchem and then Zikancha. My Zikancha. Why did it change his Zikancha to the singular? Zikancha v'lozak Zikan Ishtecha. Only yours, the man, only your beard, but not the beard of a woman. So therefore, from these two different reasons, women are going to be Pater in cutting the beard and Pater from cutting the corners of the head. It's telling us something. The fact that it's changing to Zikancha, it's coming to limit something else. So Pasha says it's talking to men. Typically, that's the default. So women would be Pater. And Zikancha also. Zikancha is a singular for Zachar as opposed to Zikanecha, I guess. Right. Yachid to a Zachar.
Right.
Now, there might be an Afkamina. That's not how we pass him, but maybe the Afkamina is, let's say. Exactly. It's changed to Zikancha, which is referring to your and then in the Zachar. Now, there might be an Afkamina here between these two of if a woman, let's say, were to have a beard, let's say some face hair were to grow on her, would there be an Isser? So according to the second drush here, it says Zikancha v'lo Zikan Ishtecha, that excludes the beard of a woman. But the first Ma'adamar says women don't even have beards. But let's say they were to have a beard, maybe they would be subject to the Isser, but we don't pass them like that at all. I think all opinions will agree. If a woman were to have a beard, there would be no Isser at all for them to shave it. Okay. Gemara now says, Velo, is it not true that women are not subject to the Isser of cutting their beard? V'hatanya, the Braisa tells us, Zekanisha v'hasaris, a beard of a woman, and a beard of a saris. A saris is a person, a man, who didn't go through puberty, whatever biological disorder he had, he wasn't able to grow a beard. Shehel Lusar, but let's say even though they had these they weren't able to grow beards, so a beard grew anyway. Some facial hair grew nonetheless. Hare Hain Kizakan Lechol Devarim. Their beard has the same status as any other beard. My love is Hashchasa. It is not referring to shaving their beard. That women and a saris would be subject to the Isser of shaving their beard. So women are chayiv in the Isser of shaving their beard. Amar Abaye says Lashchasa Lo Matzis Amris. You can't say that. It can't be true that this brisa is referring to the issur of shaving a woman's beard. They're certainly pater from shaving their beard. How do I know this? So he explains, because the Yalef Pas Peas mi Bnei Aaron. There's a Gzeir Shava. It says Peas by Bnei Aaron, and it says Peas by Hashchas HaZakon. What's the Gzeir Shava teaching us? Malahala Nashim Peturos, just like when it comes to Bnei Aaron women are Pater, Afka Nashim Peturos. So what's going on here? So if you look at Rashi, four narrow lines down, Peas, Ksiv bi Yisrael Peas Zekoncha, Uksiv Bekonim Peas Zekonim Lo Yigalechu. It says that a Yisrael can't shave his corners of the beard, and it says that a Kohanim can't shave the corners of their beard. Ukasaka Daitach, says Rashi, the Chiksiv Emor al Kohanim, in Parsha Emor, Bnei Aaron v'lo Bnos Aaron, Akula Milsa de Chsiv v'hau in Yonakai, referring to all the Psukim in that Parsha. So we look at the beginning of Parsha Emor, you have the side of the, I think everyone here has those, except for Adam, he's so old school. Everybody else has the Psukim on the side of the page here. So it tells us the first Pasuk in Emor is Chaf Aleph Aleph. The first Pasuk in Perek Chaf Aleph, it says, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Emor el HaKohanim, Bnei Aaron, Vamar Talein, Lenefesh lo Yitama Be'amav. That's the first Pasuk in Parsha Emor, talking to the Bnei Aaron. Now, four Psukim later in Pasuk He, it says, Lo Yikuchu Karacha Berosham, Yufas Zekonim lo Yalechu. That the corners of the beard don't cut off. So the Gemara thinks when it says Emor el Kohanim Bnei Aaron, that's also referring to the pasuk for Psukim later of the cutting of the corners of the head of the beard rather. So only Kohanim Bnei Aaron are chayv, but not Bnos Aaron. Fine. So once you have Peas, so too, just like Peas by Emor is referring to only men, not women, so too Peas by all Klai Yisrael is referring to men and not women. So you cannot interpret this brisa when we say that the beard of a woman is subject to the halachas of a beard. It cannot be referring to Hashchas HaZakon. Gemara says, "V'isvir lan dechi kasa bnei Aaron akula in yanaksiv." Wait a second, that doesn't make sense. If you really think that the word bnei Aaron is referring to all the psukim and parshat Emor, even to the issue of cutting the beard, then nishto kra minei v'teisa b'kav v'chomer, then the pasuk should never have mentioned. There's no need for gzeir shava of peas from bnei Aaron to peas to Yisrael. Why? Because I would have invoked the kav v'chomer v'teisa b'kav v'chomer, and I would have said v'ani amina. If ma kohanim, in the world of Parsha Emor, kohanim, shiriba behema kasa mitzvos yaseiros, that the kohanim have many more mitzvos than everybody else has, they have much higher standards, yet, bnei Aaron, velo bnos Aaron, even though there's so many high, there's such high standards, women are pater from the world of kohanim, that kohanim, women, are pater from cutting the beard. So then certainly Yisrael, lokoshe, and certainly a bnos Yisrael, would also be pater from cutting the beard. There's no need for gzeir shav anywhere, peas. So clearly, the words Bnei Aaron can't be going on the later part of Hashchas HaZakon, because otherwise you wouldn't need the pass. So Bnei Aaron only refers to the Isser of being Metami Lemes. That's all. Then how do you know pass? That's the Gzer Shava. So Gemara says, Ilav Gzer Shava, how we not have the Gzer Shava, Hava Mina Hifsika Inyan. I would have thought, you know, the Gzer Shava is telling me that the Bnei Aaron does pass down all the way. I would have thought, Hifsika Inyan, that Bnei Aaron only refer to Tumas Meis only, and does not refer to the issue of cutting the beard. Once we have the Gzer Shava pass, it tells us that Bnei Aaron is even going on to the later part of the cutting of the beard, that only Bnei Aaron are chayiv in the issue of cutting the beard, but not Bnos Aaron. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Hashunami, name a Hifsika Inyan. Maybe let's say Taka, that it is separating. That maybe Bnei Aaron only refers to the issue of Tumah, but does not refer to the issue of cutting the beard. So Gemara says, "Evimishum gzeir shava." What's the need for the gzeir shava? I'll tell you what the need for the gzeir shava is. Midbar Leitz telling me the following: Nichadatanya lo yigalechu, that you can't shave the beard. This pasuk is the pasuk about Yisrael that he can't shave his beard, and it says, "Yachol gilchu b'misparayim yuchayv." One might think if he cuts his beard with scissors, he would be chayv also. Tamelomer lo sashchis. No, only when you use a razor when it actually destroys your skin and the hair. Yachol laktu b'melaked v'ritani yichayv. If one were to use different types of, like, lotion that would remove it, you would be chayv also, right? It wasn't lotion. What did you say this was last time?
It says minei sakinim.
Right, certain types of knives, I think.
Yeah.
What was the English for this? I remember we did nazir, we had the English.
Yeah.
It's a plane.
A plane?
Yeah.
Okay. If you use some type of a plane, some other instrument.
To what?
To cut, I don't know the Hebrew. It's an axe. So if you have some type of other instrument to use, you would be chayv as well. Tamalochar, lo yigalechu, only something that has a din of shaving. These planes don't have a din of shaving. Ha ketzad, so when does the isser apply? Giluach sheyesh ba'ashchasam has to be a shaving that also has destruction as well. Haviyomer zetar, that's only a razor. A razor has the ability to do giluach, at the same time do ashchasa. So that's what the Zer Shava is telling me.
Because one of those psukim is by the Kohanim, and one of them is by
Yisrael.
Yisrael, is that it?
Yeah, I think that's the idea. So we're connecting these two sugyas together. So that's what Peas Peas is coming to teach me. And that being the case, right now where we stand, you know, it's a little bit confusing Shakta Vatarya here, but where we stand is, right now there's no source that women are part of Hashchas Zakan.
Even though we did bring before two other sources, we brought the Svara and we also brought the other Pasuk.
But we're trying to interpret this Brisa right now.
The Brisa is going in this other direction that this is Kseir Shava, which is the source.
Right.
Tosos seems to be bothered by that. This third Tosos that there's, we did establish support before, but it sounds like that was only the absence of the brisa. But once the brisa came, we're focused now on the brisa.
I gotcha. Okay, so finally the Gemara concludes here. Imkein nichtav akra es shebezinkan zekancha. My peas zekancha shma minatarti. You learn two things from it. It could have said zekancha. Why peas zekancha? To tell me two things. To tell me one thing that women are pater from the issur of cutting the beard, and also number two is to connect the two sugyas together of the Kohanim and Yisrael. Okay, a bit very confusing Shakta Vatarya there. Interesting Tosis on the top, if you do for the second one down just for a second. Tosis writes, Harehu bezakan kizakan lechol dvarav. Vim Tomar, he asks, Eich timsa zakan besris? How do you find the beard by isris? We said before, isris doesn't have the ability to grow a beard.
Once it's a beard, it's not as by definition.
Exactly. So that's one of the indicators that he's not, that he is a Siris, that he doesn't have a beard. No, he grew a beard much later in life. So as long as he lived through most of his life, 30, 40, without growing a beard, he has a din of a Saris. And later on, he might grow a beard, he still has a din of a Saris. So that's the case that we're referring to in the Gemara. Back to the Gemara now. So now we've established a few different sources how we know women are pater from cutting and shaving their beard. The problem is, how do you deal with the Braisa? The Braisa seem to indicate that women have beards and they are subject to the Isser of Hashchas Zaken. How do we interpret that halacha? Look at the Gemara now. Ella, Hod the Sanya, that Braisa that taught us, Zakan Ishav Hasris Shehalu Sear, the beard of a woman or a Suris that grows some hairs on their face, Hare Hain Kazakan Lechaldvar, Deverem, that their beard has the same status of all other beards, Lamai Hilchazo, in regards to which halacha is this referring to? Amar Marzucha Tumas Negayim, referring to if they have a taras, very apropos for this week's parsha, if they have a taras on their beard, they're subject to all the other halachas like anybody else. Whereas, what's the need for this special brisa? It's Negayim Behed Yaksiva. If they have a taras, whether a man or a woman, the pasuk explicitly says they have the same halachas. The brisa is not coming to tell me something that's explicit in the pasuk. That's a klal. The Mishnayos will never tell us something that the Pesukim tell us. The Pesukim they expect us to know, they won't tell us a Chiddush. So that cannot be referring to what the Brice is referring to, about the halachas of Tumas Negayim. Ella, so what's the halacha of a Zakan Isha? Ella Amar Marzucha Letaros Negayim. They tell us the process that they go through has the same halachas as a man. Mars says, what do you mean? Taros Negayim Nami Pshita. That's also obvious. Kevin de Bas Tuma, he Bas Taharahi. Once the beard of a woman is subject to the lachas of Tumas Negayim, like the Pasuk says, so Mimela automatically has to be that they're also allowed to go through the Tara process of Negayim. So Mars says, no. Kevin de Bas Tumahi, I would have thought, let's Dadim Ksiv. No, maybe we could have interpreted the Pesukim differently. When it comes to the Tuma in the beginning, we said initially, the reason why the Brice is telling us is that the beard of a woman is subject to Tumas Negayim. Ah, doesn't the Pasuk tell us Isha Isha? No, you could have read it. Let's start them with a little parentheses or commas as follows. Isha Isha, Kiebo Nega Barosh, comma, Obezakan, Hadar Asan Leish. You would read the Pasuk of man, or a woman who has a Nega on her head, comma, or a beard that goes back to a man. That goes back to only men have subject to the lachas of Tumas Negayim on the beard. That's how you would have interpreted it. Kemash Blam, we learn from the Brice here that no, even the halachas of Tumas Negayim apply to the beard of a woman.
Until now, when I was reading the Pasuk, it never crossed my mind.
To make a pause there.
it did cross my mind. Meaning, I would never think that the pasuk is talking about a woman who was. Meaning, that's the pasuk pshat. That's why we need the.
I think it's a misvara more simple, but from reading the text, right. It doesn't sound so simple. Isho isha kiyebo nega barosh, o bezakan goes back to a man. That doesn't make so much sense. It should have said, if an ish has a nega on his beard. Let's go a little bit further. Gemara says, isi, tani isa, itani, he learned the following brisa, af balikarchu noshim beturos. There's another isser that's not listed in the Mishnah. It's a fourth isser that women are nechayv in is ripping their hair out. My time of the isi. What was his reasoning? That women are pat from ripping their hair out. The darish hachi, he made the following drasha. Banim atem laHashem okeichem. You are the children of Hashem. Los hiskodeduv, los hasimu karcha b'nechem. Don't scratch your skin. Don't scrape yourself. Don't pull out the hair between your eyes. The mace when somebody dies. Ki am kadoshata, you're a holy, holy nation. LaHashem lokecha. So banim v'lo banos. So only this whole statement, this whole pasuk is referring to banim. It's addressing the sons and not daughters. So daughters are also pater from the iser of pulling out their hair. Lekarcha to omer lekarcha. You say for pulling out the hair, or enu ela legedida, or maybe only scratching the skin, because the pasuk also refers to gedida, scraping the skin. So the Gemara says, kishu omer ki am kadosh ata l'Hashem lokecha hare gedida amar. When the pasuk at the end says you're a holy nation, that's referring to gedida, telling us what, that the whole am kadosh, everybody is included in the iser gedida. So ha'mani mekayim banim. So the beginning where it says banim v'lo banos, that must be referring to lekarcha. So the way you read the pasuk is banim atem l'Hashem lokechav losis kodedu v'los hasimu karcha. You read it either way. Beinenechem ki am kadosh ata, the entire am. So some reason the Gemara will explain that am is going back to losis kodedu, and banim is going to karcha. So ma'ra isa, the rabbi says akedida l'hotis akarcha.
It's also skipping, right?
So why the brisa? Why is the brisa compelled to say women are putter from ripping out the hair, but the chayiv in scraping the skin? Marbani is a gedida. I would go the other direction and say women are included in the iser of gedida. Sheyeshna, as the Gemara explains, I'm sorry. Why? So marbani is a gedida. I include women in the iser of gedida of scraping the skin. Sheyeshna b'makom haseyar v'shlo b'makom seyar, because the iser is more expansive as it is. It applies to places where there's skin, where there's hair, and places where there's no hair. So since in application it's more expansive, so I would think also in terms of huschayv, which should be more expansive as well, including women. However, abi motzi ani es hakarcha. I would prefer to exclude women from the issue of ripping out their hair, she'ein ela b'makom seyar, because the issue of pulling out hair obviously is very limited to only where there's hair. So to add limit it to who it would get the issue as well, namely only women, only men rather. So Gemara says, maybe I have another way to read the pasuk. Ema banim v'lo banos, b'ni l'karcha, b'ni l'gedida. Why do you have to separate? The pasuk says, banim atem l'Hashem, and it goes on to lo siko dedu, and lo yisasim l'karcha. Say that banim are applying both Yisurim, and women are pater from both Yisurim. Why do we have to separate it? So Gemara says, v'chi kasev ki'am kadosha to l'Hashem lokecha b'sritu d'chsiv ah. And what will I do with the pasuk at the end that says ki'am kadosha, the entire am is included? That's referring to srita.
It's part of the question.
So that's exactly. So what would srita mean? Srita also means it's referring to some type of scratch as well. Now, the answer, the Gemara is, this is a sugi and makos as well, one's referring to b'kli, one's referring to yad. So if you look at Rashi says b'srita hu d'chsiv. Last Rashi on the page, kasaka daita srita v'gedida tarte ninu chad b'yad chad b'kli. One of them is referring to using your fingers, your nails, and one's referring to some type of instrument. So that's the difference. So women are pater from karcha, and they're pater from scraping with their fingers. But they're still chayv am kadosh, chayv in srita to use a kli, that there would be chayvim. That's the havim. That's how you could read the pasuk.
Gemara says,
the Gemara doesn't really say here. Rashi doesn't tell us which one it is. I think the Gemara is in Makos. Again, Val, which is which. But in the end of the day, the Gemara concludes. That's the way it is, yeah? Okay. So the Gemara concludes, Srita v'gedida achasi. He holds that they're both the same thing. Whether or not you use kli or yad, they're both the same din. So we're only talking about two yisurim. So am kadosh could only be referring to one of them. And banim has to refer to the other, and we made the decision that banim is referring to karcha, and am kadosh is referring to gedida / srita. All right, shkoyach, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.
Sunday you're doing 6 years doing after minyan.
Let's do it after minyan.